What's up, everybody? This is Emshell, and you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, where we bring you the best original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin bands and beyond. We are local music. So I'm here with Gina Marie and Paul of the band Would You Kindly. So we just heard their song Charlatan off their Queen of Hearts EP. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight with me.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're happy to be here.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about Would You Kindly and what both of you, your roles in the band are.
So I am the lead singer and front person for Would You Kindly.
My name is Paul and I am the guitarist for Would You Kindly.
And we are the founding members of the band. So the two of us started it. We're coming on almost 6 years ago now.
Gina Marie, how did you get started in music?
I was singing before I could talk. My mom is a big singer. She likes to sing, at least. And so I grew up singing country music, actually, with her and listening to rock music with my dad. We were a very musical family. And just as I got older, I was in choir all through school, all through college. But really going into the rock scene came after college when I started my first acoustic duo, Reckless Endangerment. And then when Paul and I met, we started this project. So kind of been singing a little bit of everything throughout my life. Broadway, a little opera, a little jazz, and now into rock music.
It's good to be well-rounded.
Yeah. Most of us in the band are multi-instrumentalists or play in a lot of different genres of music since we've been musicians.
Okay, that's awesome. I did not know that. So, Paul, what can you tell us about Charlatan?
Oh, goodness. I think we got these questions backwards. Charlatan on our Queen of Hearts album was actually the first song written for that album, and it was kind of Gina's masterpiece. She actually wrote the guitar part for that one. I just added a little bit of flavor to it afterwards, just to add a little something to it. But most of that was actually written by Gina, the instruments and everything, pretty much everything but the violin.
Yeah, and it was, it's about imposter syndrome and just how crazy the last 6 years has been getting to pursue music so heavily. Mm-hmm. And just how sometimes I'm on stage and I'm like, how did I even get here? Like, to this moment. And, yeah, that's really what it's about. It's about knowing that sometimes you've got to walk into a room and feel like you belong there, even when things in your brain are telling you maybe you don't. You've just got to believe in yourself and keep pushing through.
It has resonated differently with each member of the band since the song has released, because it took us a few renditions of this song before all the band members were on board, too. Everybody loved the lyrics, but it took a little while to get the instrumentals down. And then Gina came in one day with a guitar part and just started singing it, and everybody was like, yeah, that's it. We're gonna roll with that.
That's awesome. So Gina, it sounds like you play guitar as well. What all instruments do you play?
Well, I dabble in guitar. I would say I can play about 6 chords, and I can sing while I do it, but that's about it, and a little bit of piano. But the other members of the band, Haven plays like 9 instruments. Our drummer, Haven, plays like 9 instruments. Megan plays 2 or 3, and Paul himself, I'll let him tell you what he plays.
Any percussion instrument you can think of. I started on piano when I was in kindergarten, then joined the percussion section of the wind ensemble in grade school and jazz band, so I was playing drums for variety styles of music and playing literally every other percussion instrument you could think of: bells, xylophone, chimes, snares, bass, vibraphones, everything. Did it all. I kind of took that and ran with it and played for a couple of plays and musicals so that I could have the chance to try a little bit of everything, and also set up a little Neo Perp section where I had a 360 so I could play a little bit of everything at once and be able to alternate between drums and piano and such like that. But after doing it for a while, I decided that guitar was the route I wanted to go, and I've been playing guitar now for 15 years, 16 years, something like that, and now I'm here. I never thought I'd play it live in a band. I used to play drums for bands all the time, just filling in, but here I am now. I've been writing riffs for a while, and Gina just started singing over top of a handful of them, and everybody seemed to like it.
And that's how it got started. Right now, if you are tuning in for the first time for the evening, I am Emshell on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm here with Gina Marie and Paul of Would You Kindly. So they are talking about some of their music and going over their experiences musically and what's brought them to starting Would You Kindly. So a little backstory if you guys don't know and listening to this band. So they are actually a Whammy Award-winning band. They won Whammy Rock Song of the Year for their song Blood in the Water. And now before we get into that song, because we are going to be actually playing that here shortly, I want to talk about your guys' new single, Ain't That a Shame, which is being released in April, so it's not even ready to be heard yet.
Right. It is. We are really excited about this song. Ain't That a Shame, the concept, like the lyrics and the story came from when I was 11 years old. Someone told my mom if I wanted to be a singer and I wanted to be on stage that I better stay skinny and I better get my teeth fixed, and because it didn't matter how good I was, what mattered was how I looked on stage. And it's really funny because a lot of those things didn't change for me. Like I am a full-figured person and I love my body, I love my life and exactly who I am. And Ain't That a Shame is kind of about all of the things that people will tell you to try to change you into what they think you should be, and telling them, well, ain't that a shame? I'm not that, but I'm still succeeding.
To the man.
Yeah, kind of. And absolutely. It's really a song about power and self-love, and, I mean, it's a little bit about being petty and saying, well, you were clearly wrong, because we are living our dream every day, and it's musically, it's a little bit harder rock than anything we've written before. It's got some really awesome double kick pedal.
Harder rock than anything you've written before.
I used to play metal music for fun. But it is definitely harder rock than anything we've done before. But we've been playing it live for about a month now, and the crowds are really responding to it. And we got the first round of masters back today, and we listened to it right before we hopped on. We are just so excited to get to share this song and our new album with the world, because we couldn't be prouder of the music we're making right now and the stories we're getting to tell.
That's so exciting for you guys. So tell us how to find that song specifically and your song Blood in the Water.
So we stream everywhere you can stream music as Would You Kindly Band. You'll see the girl with the blue hair. That's me. But also our social media website, and by social media, I mean all channels, are Would You Kindly Band, and our website is wouldyoukindlyband.com. Real easy, real straightforward, and the same across all platforms. But as soon as we get ready to release that song, you will see it go up on our website and all of the streaming services that you could possibly stream music on.
Promo's coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. And if we want to hear that song so you can catch them live, and only live right now, talk to us about your upcoming shows.
So, coming up, we will be at our residency at Rustic Road Brewing Company on April 6th, as well as at Goodfellas Pub on April 13th. And we have a show every Saturday in April. So we're also at the Back Bar on April 12th. And we are playing at Club Icon right off the highway here in Kenosha on April 27th for their anniversary party. All of those details you can find on our website and our social media, but we will be playing full band and you will get to hear Ain't That a Shame and a couple of other new tracks off that new album. Something else we're doing kind of cool, at the end of April, on April 25th, we are going to be performing at the Launch Music Conference out in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster.
Out in Pennsylvania, and we are the only Wisconsin band being featured in the Showcase of Musicians this year.
Wow.
Performing for a bunch of industry professionals and big organizations out in Pennsylvania, and we are so honored and excited to be going.
Yes, congratulations. It sounds like you guys are absolutely killing it out there. I'm very excited for you. I caught you live for when you played the Whammy Summerfest stage, and your dynamic. I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do next. Thank you so much for being on the show again, and congrats on your Whammy Rock Song of the Year for Blood in the Water. Hope to catch you guys live soon.
All right, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. So everybody, don't go anywhere. We're about to play Whammy Rock Song of the Year, Blood in the Water, off the debut album, The Aftermath. Here is Would You Kindly on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.